This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United Nations Security Council hears from UN agencies on the brutality faced by women and children in Ukraine.
The head of UNICEF's emergency programs says two-thirds of Ukraine's children, close to 5 million children, have been forced from their homes in just 6 weeks by the Russian invasion. Manuel Fontaine says he's not seen so many children displaced in so short a time. Sima Bahas, the executive director of the UN Women Agency, says there have been increasing reports of rape and sexual violence against women by Russian troops and their allies.
The combination of mass displacement with the large presence of conscripts and mercenaries and the brutality displayed against Ukrainian civilians has raised all red flags.
Russia's deputy ambassador to the United Nations, Dmitry Polyansky, vehemently denies the allegations, accusing Ukraine and the West of carrying out an information war against Russia. I'm Tim McGuire.
In Ukraine's southern port city of Mariupol has been cut off for weeks as Russians have laid siege to the city.
Rescue workers pick through the rubble of a gutted apartment building. The charred husk of a tank sits jammed against a house. This woman, who gave her name as Yevhenia, says she's found the tanks most terrifying. Hearing and feeling their guns reverberate while lying on the ground trying to shelter. The mayor, Vadim Boychenko, says more than 10,000 civilians have died in the siege, and the full toll could be twice that. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says right now, it's impossible to verify the numbers.
But if you just look at the imagery and you see how much the Russians have pounded Mariupol from the air, it's inconceivable to imagine that there aren't